A service for the seventh Sunday after Pentecost, July 12, 2026. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Blessed Lord, since you have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our sermon text is from Romans chapter 8. So then, brothers, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. And the Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him, in order that we may also be glorified with him. This is our text. And now a sermon entitled Under New Management. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. When a store, restaurant, or company hangs up an Under New Management sign, they are letting the public know that the bosses have changed. Businesses do this to achieve specific goals. They are telling their customers that past mistakes, like bad customer service or poor quality, are being fixed. They may be announcing new updates, like a fresh menu, different hours, or updated store designs. The aim of the Under New Management sign is to reassure loyal customers that the business is still open, even though the old owner left. Friends in Christ, this serves as a good metaphor for what you and I are as Christians. We are under new management. The old boss is fired. You can expect some changes for the better around here. You can expect there to be a new you and me. You see, we were going down fast. Though on the one hand we were fearfully and wonderfully made, on the other hand, we were brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did our mothers conceive us. That is, though we were created by the Heavenly Father, we at the same time have fallen under the curse of sin. This is due to the fall of our ancestors, Adam and Eve. Hence, we were conceived and born under the management of sinful natures. What are these? They are fallen humanity's inherent inclination toward selfishness, rebellion against God, and moral corruption. In Galatians 5, St. Paul speaks of how these are evident. They show up in the form of sexual sins like immorality and impurity and sensuality. They are revealed in spiritual sins like idolatry and sorcery. They appear in relational sins like fits of rage, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, and envy. And they come to light in societal sins like drunkenness, carousing, and things like these. Under the management of our sinful natures, which we cannot escape, the judgment of God is upon us. St. Paul warns that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Condemnation is mankind's destination. However, as you know, God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. This is the most famous Bible verse for a reason. God loves us in spite of our sins so much that he sent Jesus, his Son, into the world to redeem the world. To redeem means to buy back. Jesus, true God, became a human being that he might buy us from what once controlled us. The price was huge. 1 Peter 1 speaks of how we were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from our forefathers, not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. Jesus sacrificed his holy and sinless life on the altar of Calvary's cross that his blood might establish something new. He paid the penalty of our sins by his death, thereby purchasing humanity back from sin, death, and hell. The confirmation of the transaction is Jesus' resurrection from the dead. And now the scriptures make clear that whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Yes, those who trust in Jesus with sins washed away are rescued from the path of destruction and set upon the path to eternal life. In fact, Christ himself, in some mystical and mysterious manner, takes up residence within Christians to begin living new lives in us now. These are lives that continue even after death and beyond to the resurrection on the last day. Yes, consider now these words of Paul from 2 Corinthians 5, that if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Through faith and baptism, we have come under new management. We are in Christ, and Christ is in us, that we may have a whole new and better life than what we otherwise would. This brings to mind a verse from a baptismal hymn when a child is presented. Here we bring a child of nature, home we take a newborn creature, now God's precious son or daughter, born again by word and water. This is like Galatians 2:20, wherein Paul states that it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. Now let's consider our text from Romans 8 and the teachings of St. Paul that it contains. He says, "So then, brothers, we are debtors." Here he is saying that due to the price Jesus paid for our redemption, we owe him everything as if it was a debt. To be clear, we don't have to pay anything, which is great because we have nothing. Therefore, the debt of which he speaks is a debt of gratitude. We are thankful for having come under the new management of the Lordship of Jesus. But the old manager, the former boss, he does not want to give up control of us. This is our sinful nature that still remains within us. Our text refers to it as the flesh. Therefore, when Paul says that we are debtors, he continues, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. Yes, for us to allow our sinful natures still to control us while we are under new management and that of Christ is wrong. We owe the flesh nothing. Imagine a business that was horribly ran, soon to go under, but bought out and placed under new management. But then, before it could recover, the landlord handed the keys back to the old boss. That would be wrong on every level. Well, that's what we do whenever we allow our sinful natures to control us. You see, we cannot allow the old to rule and still be under new management. Should this continue, the business, or in this case, you and I, are doomed. Therefore, Paul warns, "For if you live according to the flesh, you will die." Using our metaphor, the business will go under. It would have been rescued and bought out all for nothing. He is saying that you will lose the spiritual salvation for which Christ has redeemed you. This would be a worse outcome than if you had never been saved at all. What then is required of us to keep this tragic outcome from happening? We are told, "But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live." You see, it's not just Christ who lives in us to manage us in a new way, but so does the Holy Spirit. And what the Spirit will help you and me do is kill the body, or the flesh, or the sinful nature, that former manager. Though he had been drowned in baptism, he likes to pop back up and take control again, to our demise. Therefore, Your daily struggle and mine is to, with the help of the Holy Spirit, drown the old boss again. With him out of the way, we can get back to being under new management. Paul says it like this in our text. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. And yes, this is what we sincerely want to be. After all, as we sing in another baptismal hymn, children of the Heavenly Father, safely in his bosom gather. Life is much better with Father, Son, and Holy Spirit than it is being ruled by our sinful natures, which are influenced by Satan and the world. Our text continues. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear. Yes, God forbid that we should backslide to how we once were. Instead, we keep going forward in daily baptismal renewal, since we have received the spirit of adoption as sons. It is the same spirit by whom we cry, Abba, Father. And the Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and heirs with Christ. Yes, onward and forward in our lives under the new management of the Lordship of Jesus. Therefore, this is our struggle. The difficulties this causes us to endure, however, are well worth it. Paul says that we suffer with him in order that we may also be glorified with him. And the Spirit helps us as we listen to the powerful word of God. The other lessons for today assure us that his word is powerful, though it is only sown like a small seed or falls like a drop of rain. When we are good soil, seed and water produce fruit in us mightily. Back in Galatians, after Paul spoke about the terrible things that we produce under the management of the sinful nature, he then contrasts that with the fruit of the Spirit. He says that these are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Therefore, in summary, you and I pay the debt of gratitude we owe for having been bought and placed under new management as we, with the Spirit's help, daily drown the old manager who still lurks. Then we are able to put forth better products and services for God and others, ones that show the world that we are indeed under new management. It is as Paul also said, "The life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen." And now may the peace of God that transcends all understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. And the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.